T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Some have accused Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg of being soft on crime, but Bragg has vigorously pursued the tax fraud case against the former CFO of the Trump Organization, and today a guilty plea is expected in that case, as Glenn Shuck reports live from Lower Manhattan this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, a number of developments overnight to update our listeners. 75-year-old Alan Weisselberg, Lee, is expected to get into court here at some point later today and plead guilty to not paying taxes, basically taking money under the table here, $1.7 million in compensation in his role as CFO at the Trump Organization. That money, according to the prosecutors, used for perks like car payments and rent. You'll recall Weisselberg was arrested 13 months ago. Now, under this plea arrangement, Weisselberg expected to get 5 months in prison, could get out within about 100 days under that, and that could make him a prosecution witness when the Trump Organization itself goes on trial on related charges. That is expected to happen in October. Also part of this, Weisselberg will be paying back $2 million in restitution. So stay with us. We'll keep you updated from here. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here in Lower Manhattan.
A member of the Jersey City City Council is accused of committing a hit and run. There are many calls for her to step down, but so far she is staying put. As Samantha Liebman reports live from Jersey City this morning, Sam.
And Lee, a five-hour council meeting last night here in Jersey City where residents made one thing clear.
We're asking you to please step down.
This after council member Amy DeGeese hit a bicyclist July 19th, caught on video, and left the scene and failed to report it for hours. The Uber Eats delivery driver okay, but residents not okay with DeGeese remaining on the council.
Amy DeGeese, if you truly care about the people of this city and their health and safety, you must resign.
DeGeese breaking her silence at the end, saying she feels badly, but
there is a court process that not just myself, other people have to go through that needs to be respected.
A petition calling for her resignation has nearly 7,000 signatures. She was issued two tickets that day and the firestorm, forcing the case to be moved to Essex County. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Jersey City.
A firefighter is recovering from serious injuries suffered in a three-alarm fire in a commercial building on Roosevelt Avenue in Corona yesterday afternoon. Two other firefighters and a civilian suffered less serious injuries. No word on how that first firefighter was so badly injured. There's also no word on the cause of the fire. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been providing people crossing the border into Texas with free bus rides to New York City, where he says he thought Mayor Adams would be happy to see them.
When the mayor began complaining about just getting a small trickle of what Texas has to deal with all the time, I sent him a letter. And I invited him to come down to the border and see firsthand the chaos that exists in Texas.
The mayor has not taken Abbott up on that offer. He's been pretty busy trying to find places for all those people to stay.
We're going to look at our hotels. We're going to look at those spaces that we have outside of the major business districts. We're going to look at places where people are able to have of the dignity and respect that they deserve.
The city is looking to rent another 5,000 hotel rooms for these people because city homeless shelters are overwhelmed. Police have now identified one of the five people they want for the beating of a cab driver that resulted in his death. They say 20-year-old Austin Amos and four other passengers tried to rob Kutin Gimia near the Arvern Playground in the Rockaways last Saturday. Gimia, a father of four from the Bronx, was beaten to the ground and hit his head on the pavement. He was 52. Now police are trying to find Austin Amos, along with another man in his 20s and three teenage girls. A GoFundMe for Gimia's family has raised more than $100,000. There's also a $15,000 reward up from the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers. A three-year-old girl fell out a three-story window at 1511 Sheridan Avenue in the Bronx last night. Luckily, she didn't fall three stories. She landed on scaffolding just one story down. This neighbor spotted her.
I started screaming to them that the baby had fallen for somebody to climb up there because I couldn't run down. So two guys climbed up.
He talked to CBS 2. The girl was taken to Columbia Presbyterian to be checked out. It's believed she suffered a leg injury, but will be okay. Police are investigating, but they don't suspect any criminal intent here. Rockland County has declared a Stage 2 water emergency as a result of low levels in the Ramapo River. Mandatory water restrictions are in effect as of today. Lawns can only be watered during specific hours on specific days, depending on whether you live on the odd or even side of the street. No washing of paved surfaces except for emergencies, and water will not be served in Rockland County restaurants unless requested. Suffolk County has declared a Stage 1 water emergency that only calls for voluntary water conservation. The NYPD would like some help tracking down the man who groped a 13-year-old girl in Times Square and then punched the girl's father in the face when he objected. This happened back on August 7th on West 43rd between 7th and 8th around 7:30 in the evening. We have a photo of the suspect up at 1010wins.com. If he looks like anyone you know, the NYPD would be delighted to hear from you. Former President Trump has issued some endorsements in next week's New York State congressional primary. One went to Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, the former president, writing, "She's a kind and wonderful person who has always said terrific things about me and will support me no matter what I do." He added, "She will never let our conservative movement down." In reality, Maloney is a Democrat, voted to impeach Mr. Trump, but of course he knows exactly how much good his support will do her in the newly redrawn 12th Congressional District, where she's running against another incumbent, Jerry Nadler, and Suraj Patel, who is at least pretending to take the endorsement seriously, saying it shows Mr. Trump prefers an older generation of Democratic leadership. Both Nadler and Maloney are about twice as old as Patel. The former president also endorsing Democrat Dan Goldman in the 10th district race.
We should know enough by now to know that we can't take Donald Trump at his word and that he likes to meddle in elections. Last week he attacked me. Now he's pretending to endorse me to try to meddle in this election.
Goldman in a debate last night on Pix 11. He's a former impeachment investigator. In his endorsement, the former president wrote Goldman would assist congressional Republicans in their efforts to defeat the radical left Democrats who he knows are destroying the country. The NYPD hate crimes unit looking into vandalism at a synagogue in Brooklyn. Rabbi Asher Altshul of Beth Shalom of Kings Bay tells CBS 2 he was shocked to find the word Hitler spray painted near the entrance to the synagogue.
I was kind of in shock and spoke to congregants of the center that are here for 40 years, 50 years, never such a thing.
City Councilwoman Irina Avernikov.
People were beaten just for being Jewish, and we ran away from that to come to a place of freedom and tolerance, and to see this is absolutely horrifying.
That graffiti was quickly cleaned up. Investigators are going over surveillance video.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.